We are on Daf, Samach Beis and Medallah starting on Samach Allah and Medbeis, a memory of Rav Nachman. We have a very difficult sugya, but let us try to give a shtikel haktome, try to understand Shitas Rashi, Al Kaponim. The tamsis, what we have learned on Daf Samach Aleph, from Adalav and Daf Samach Aleph from Adbeis, were as follows. There are two Aipis, a Peres and Oznio, that have one cementare, and they are Tomei. An Oire has two simonetare, and it is Tomei. And then there's 20 other oipes that have three simone tare and atame. And all the rest, atoyer, if it has at least, if it's not from these three sugi oipes, it's not a peres or asnia. Asnia is a black vulture. If it's not from these minim, it's toya. That's one yisod. But let us mention one more yisod, which will help us immensely. The Ran in our sugya says this is Shitas Rashi al Kaponim, that all the oifes tmeyim are doiris, besides one, lachayra. A peres nazniya lachayra, one is not doiris. But all the oifes tmeim are doiris. So it comes out that the 20 oifes tmeim, which have three simone tare, that means they have an etzpa yisera, they have a zeifek, and kukabone niklaf, these are the three simone tare, and they're doiris. That's from these 20 oifes tmeim. At Oirev is Doiret, and he has two Simone Taira. Now Peres Oznia, so Lachere, one is Doiret, and he has one Simon Taira. Lachere, the other one, which has a Simon Taira that none of them have, the other one Lachere is Aine Doiret. So in a Peres Oznia, that is, these are the minim hatmeim. Omar Rav Nachman, hayaboki bahen ubishmai seyem. If a person is boki in peres and oznia, he has to be boki in two nekudas. One nekuda, he has to know boki bahen. He knows what they look like. That means if he'll see an oif, he knows if this is a peres, he'll recognize it. If this is osnia, he'll recognize it. Number two, ubishmaiseya. He's baki in the shemais of the oif that is in front of him. That means even though it doesn't look like a peres, but if it's called peres, so that means they're related. So that means we're talking about Oif haba b'simen echad, toyer. That means like this. A person comes, he has an oif with one simen taira. Now let us say for practical purposes, it's an etzba yisera. He comes with an oif that's an etzba yisera. Now, we ask him as follows. Does this look like a penis or a znia? Nah. Doesn't look like a peres wasnia. So no, in looks, it doesn't look like a peres wasnia. Fine. Question number two is this, what's the name of this bird? Is it called a peres wasnia also not? So now he knows it's not a peres wasnia. It has an etzpa yisera. That's one simen taira it has. Is it doiris or is it not doiris? He doesn't know. And we don't know. Drise is an anhoge. Now, he's not going to stand for 2 weeks to watch this bird. He wants to shecht it now. He doesn't know if it's Teiris or not Teiris. He doesn't know. But he knows it has one Simen Teira. It has an Etzba Yisera. He doesn't know if it's Teiris, if it's not Teiris. Now, so let's start making a Cheshbon HaNefesh. If it is Teiris, now we only have a Peres and Osnia that has one Simen Teira, and a Tome. Let's say for practical purposes, let's say a Peres has one Simen Teira and it's Deiris. That's a Peres. Osnia has no Simen Teira, but it's not Deiris. Okay. Now, he has here one Simen Teira. It's a Netzpa Yeseira. If this Oif is Deiris, that's Modne. I have a Klal. The only oifis that are tome with one simen taira is a peres, and it is doiris. Now I know this is not a peres. Hoyaboki bohem. I know what a peres looks like. This is not a peres. I know bishmoisayim. I know that this bird is not called a peres. If this bird is doiris, so this is another bird that's Tomei, that's not a Peres, and not Osni, there is one Simen Teira. And we know that there's no such Beria. We know that only Oif Tomei with one Simen Teira is a Peres and Osni. That's it. That's only Oif Tomei, that there is one Simen Teira is a Peres and Osni. If this Oif is Doiris, so it's an Oif Tomei. So it's an Oif Tomei, that's not a Peres Vosnia. There's no such thing. There's no such thing. The only Oif Tomei we learn that from Nesher. Nesher, if it has four Simone Taira, it is Tomei. Less than four Simone Taira, if it's not a Peres Vosnia, it is Toil. Now this is not a Peres Vosnia, that I know. Because it doesn't look like a Peres, and it's not called a Peres. So I have to assume, is it Teiris? I don't know. I don't know if it's Teiris or not. I have to assume it's not Teiris. Because if it would be Teiris, so I have another Oif Tomei with one Simen, that is Tomei, and there's no such thing. The only Oif Tomei with one Simen is a Peres Osni, and this is not a Peres Osni. So I have to assume that it's not Teiris. That it's not Teiris. Now, it's not Teiris. The minute I assume this is not Teiris, so I have no problem. It is not an Oirev, because an Oirev is Teiris. He said, all the Oifest Meis are Teiris. The minute I proved that it is not a Peres Vosnia, because it doesn't look like a Peres Vosnia, and it's not called a Peres, that means if it would be called a Peres, so I have to be afraid it's from the Peres family, and could be it's Doiris. So I can't go and shecht it right away. We have to do some research before we shecht it. But if it's not called a Peres, so I know, so it can't be that it's not, that it's Doiris. Because if it's Doiris, I have another Oif Tomei. That I have another Oif Tomei, and I have a Klai only of 24 Oifest Meis. And this will be a 25th. It's not a Peres, it's not a Osnia, and it's Doiris. So I assume it is not Doiris. And that's sufficient. You don't have to wait 2 weeks to watch it and see is it Doiris, is it not Doiris. I assume it's not Doiris, and Lemaise, it is Doiris. Loya ya boki. Now, so I know already it is not a Peres Osnia. It is not an Oirev also, because an Oirev is also Doiris. An Oirev has two Simone Taira, and is Doiris. So this only has one Simon Taira. So it's not an Oirev, it's not a Peres, it's not a Osnia, so it's Toir. That's the first member of Rav Nachman. Lo yoya boki behen ubishmoiseyim, but what if he doesn't know what a Peres looks like? or he doesn't know what the name of this bird is. So now he hears, sees one Siman Torah. Is it Torah? Could be. Maybe this is a Peres. Maybe you don't know what a Peres looks like. Maybe this is a Peres. She's not allowed to eat it. If you'll wait long enough and you'll see it's not Torah, that's something else. But we don't know if it's Torah or not. So Memele, since you don't know what a Peres looks like, since you don't know what the name of this bird is, you're not allowed to eat this bird. You want some entire. Maybe this is a Peres. Maybe it's Doris. That was the first memra of Rav Nachman. He knows what a Peres and Osnia look like. He knows what the name of this bird is. It's Toyer because I know Klo. It's not a Peres. It's not Osnia. So Al Kochoch, I have to assume that it is not Doiris, and this is a Naiv Toyer. Lo yoye boki behen ubishmoiseyem, besimen echot, and now I just hear one simen tairo, there's a simen tairo, there's an etzba yeseiro, it's tome. So it's tome, maybe it's Doiris. Maybe you're looking at, maybe this is a Peres. You don't know what a Peres looks like, maybe this is called a Peres. Let us see what Rashi says. Hoya boki bahen, be Peres vosnia, viyoideya mikori Peres vosnia. Oif abo besimin echot, and now he have a oif that has one simin, im yoideya, this he knows shein doimale, this is not similar to a Peres, he knows what a Peres looks like. The ain't shmoi Peres, and he also knows vosnia, he knows that the name is not Peres vosnia. Avolim Shmoy Peres, Chashinon, even though it doesn't look like a Peres, Shemaminayo. Maybe this is a mean Peres. And if this is a mean Peres, you have to be Chayish, maybe it's Doiris. I don't know if it's Doiris or not. What if you don't know what a Peres and Osnia look like? You don't know what the name of this oif is? It's Besimenech, or then it has one Simen Taira? It's Tomei. Shema Peres Vosnia, maybe this is a Peres Vosnia, that's a Peres Vosnia, it's one Simen Taira, and it's Doiris. So maybe this oif is a Peres, and it is one Simen Taira, and could be it's Doiris. Case number one. Case number two, Bishnei Simonim. He found a different bird. He found a bird that has Shnei Simonim. In Agavucha, let's make this really, I mean, the Tzicha Poshet, if it has one simon or two simon, we're talking about after the Shechita already. Okay, that's for Yaseira, it could be before the Shechita, that's right. But the other simonim, Kukabonai Niklaf, or Yeshloi Zeifik, that's after the Shechita. The first case could be talking about before the Shechita. But now we're talking about, he has two simonai taira. Two simonai taira, so Kochach were after the Shechita already. Now, he doesn't know, maybe this is an Oirev. An Oirev has two Simonei Taira and is Doiris. He shechted it already. So he doesn't know if this is Doiris or not. Bishnei Simonim, so he has two Simonim, Toir. Vuhu sheyake Oirev. But he has to know what an Oirev looks like. He has to know what an Oirev looks like, because maybe this is an Oirev. It has two Simonim and you shechted it. Maybe this is an Oirev. And there was a big tumult. The Rishonim didn't know what a Neirev is. So Mamela, so he has to know what a Neirev is. But if he knows that what a Neirev looks like, and this is not a Neirev, so Mamela, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, so it's a Neirev, it's not. There's two Simonei Taira, but it's not a Neirev, so it can't be that it's Doiris. Because if it be Doiris, there's only one oif that is two Simonei Taira, and this Doiris is an Oirev. And this is not an Oirev. So Mestam, it's not Doiris. Mestam, it's not Doiris. So there are three Simonei Taira now, between you and me. It's two Simonei, and the post is not Doiris. But it's not from the other 20, because the other 20 are also Doiris. We gave out Dome, all oifis Tmeyis are Doiris. So Memele, so he's in good company now. The minute he has this bird in front of him, it has two simonei taire, and if it's not an oireb, so it can't be dairis, because the oireb is the only bird that has two simonei taire and stomach is dairis. This is not an oireb, so my stomach is not dairis. It's not from the other oifes also, because all of them are dairis. This can't be dairis, because then I'd have a problem. Then I have two oifes that have two simonei taire in our tummy. And that's not true. Only an oireb has two simonei taire and is dairis. So it's not an oireb. It's not from the other 20 oifes. So it's kosher. That's what he said. You finished? That means if you know it's not an oireb, so no problem already. So memela, so then you can assume that it is kosher. For sanya, we learned a baraisa. Oireb, it says in the pasuk oireb, ze oireb. Leminoi, but it says oireb leminoi. What is this leminoi coming to tell us? Rabbi Elezer, oimelohavi es azarzir. It's coming to tell us not only an oireb is aser, a zarzir is also aser. That's leminoi. Let's see what Rashi says. Bebeis emonim toyer. Dinafkelei misafik peres vosniye. It's not a peres vosniye, because a peres vosniye is one set. Umisafik kosha oifis tmeim. It's also not this late losa. All oifis tmeim have three simonim. So this is not them. Chutz me oireb, this is two simonim. So now if he knows that this is not an, he knows what an oireb looks like, so this is not an oireb, so it's kosher. Hazarzir, Rabbi Elezer says, Lamina is coming to tell us, Hazarzir, who is turnil, this is called a starling. This is a starling, and this is also. Fine. We'll see in a minute what's the tzurdo with this darling. So what is the Gemara asking Akasha? The Gemara is asking a Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said that if I have an oif with two simonim taire, I can eat it, as long as it's not an oireb. In fact, the Gemara, maybe it's a zarzer, maybe it's a starling. You have to know what a starling looks like. I know it's not an oireb. Maybe it's a starling. That's the Gemara's kasha. Amru leil Rabbi Elezer. Now, the Chachamim are chaylik in Rabbi Elezer. Baloi anshei kfar temarte shebi Yehuda hoya oich lenoison midnei sheyesh lom zeifek. So the Chachamim told Rabbi Elezer, you asa the zarzir. The anshei kfar temarte, they ate zarzirim because it has a zeifek. So let's learn Elech. So lechayre, it would seem as follows. An oireiv, Lachayv Shad is like this. An oireiv has an etzpa yiseira, and it say, in kukabonei nikla. These are the two simonei taira that an oireiv has. A zarzir, there's a zeifik. A zeifik and an etzpa yiseira. So in Kfar Yehuda, in Kfar Temarta, they ate it, because it doesn't have the same simonei tahaira. Doesn't have the same simonei taira of an oireb, so they ate it. So how could you say that a zarzir is tamei? Maiserav in kvar temarte that they eat zarzirim. Omar lehem afhein asidein liten esadin. Well, they're burning Gehenna. They're eating. I'm telling you, this is the lamina. It says laminoi. And this is Laminai. Now let's see what Rashi says. Mipnei sheyesh loy zeifik. Ve'ein ze mo'oysan shnei simonim sheba'oyrev. This is not an oyrev. An oyrev has, let us say, an etzpe yiseirin kukabonai nikla. This is a zeifik. So this is not an oyrev. But Mikol Mokim ain't Le'el Shnei. Only has two Simonei Tahare. But it doesn't have the Simonei Tahare that a native is. Ula Rabbi Eleza. What does Rabbi Eleza hold? Bivnei Sherogel Lishkain Imho Irvim. Good. The Zalzer has a different Simon Tahare than an Irvim is. But since it's Rogel Lishkain Imho Irvim, Marzikoi Miminoi. This is also a minoiref. That means you don't need a toichai kebaroi. That means even though in the toichai there's a different simen taira, doesn't have the same simoni taira of the oiref, but the pasuk says, oiref leminoi. So leminoi is marbe something that is its mean. Now how do we define what is called something that's the mean of an oiref? He says because they go together. The zars and oiref, they're shaykhin together. L'disanya ba'achayvel, Rabbi Lezai Meloi Achinam Zarzer Hoylech Eitzel Eire. El Neishu Minay, they're the same mean. That means it's not an Eire, it's another mean. Fine. So we have here, Akasha now. We have Akasha and Rab Nachman. Rab Nachman said, if it has two simone taire, And there's two simone taire. You know it's not an oire, Shalom al Yisrael. That's all you have to know. Two simone taire, it's not an oire, Shalom al Yisrael. But the Gemara, and Shuldik Rav Nachman, maybe it's a zarzer. You have to know what a zarzer looks, you have to know about a zarzer. Maybe he's telling you what he has to know. So maybe it's a zarzer. Now, Agavuche, let us just think for 1 minute. What do the Chachamim do with this Laminoi? I mean, the pasuk says Laminoi. So, they hold, well, let us just say, one tells what the Ramban says, then we'll go with this. The Ramban says, Laminoi means not sufficient that they live together. It has to be Nidme. It has to have a physical similarity to an Oire. That means that Rabban explains this. A crow doesn't have such a beautiful voice. It's a more melodic bird. That's not called minoi. That's not called the good. They go together. Minoi means something that has more, it has to be similar to, I don't know either, but it has to have more similarities to an oire. And then the Anhoge has to have more similarities. Fine. So Emerson, the Kasha that the Gemara asked on Rav Nachman is not only from Rabbi Lezer. The Gemara has to Rabbi Lezer, but I feel according to the Chachamim, there is an oif that is minoi that is also. The Kasha Rav Nachman is just by knowing what an oirev is like, you weren't mevara that this is an oif toil. Maybe it's another oif that it has two simonei taire, and it's more similar to an oire, and it could be it's a naif tomei. That's the Gemara's kash. Davar acher, now we have another pshat in the machloikis, Rabbi Elezer and the Chachamim. What the minoi is marbe. Le minoi lahavi snunis. That Rabbi Elezer said, a snunis is awesome. A snunis is a swallow. So, lahavi snunis. A snunis labona, a white swallow. Divrei Rabbi Elezer. Amlulai balei anshei golil heoyain oichlen oisai mibnei shekul kabonai niklav. The anshei golil heoyain itis snunis mnei shekul kabonai niklav. Amalehen afein asidin litin asadin. Yeah, this is minoi. Now, we have to understand this Gemara. Let's just hold Cheshbon, though. The Chachamim Taina, the Rabbi Elezer, you know, the Anshei Golu Itas Nunis. Why? Bibnei Shel Kabonei Niklav. Now, before, when we were speaking about a Zarzer, we said that the Kfar Temarta ate a Zarzer because it is a Zefik. So then we said, so it has a zayfik, Zvaisis and Neirev doesn't have a zayfik. So Neirev has an etzba yisere in kol kabonei niklav. Now the Gemara says, no, the Anshe Golil, ate Asnunis Lavone because Kukabone Niklaf. So what does that mean? And every Erev is also Kukabone Niklaf. As they fragt the Maram Shiv. Zog the Maram Shiv, no, there's a Machloikis in the Dovar Acha. The Machloikis is what the Simen Taire of a Erev is, what the two Simoni Taire. The Dovar Acha held that an Erev has a Zeikev, a Zeifik, and that's by Yisera. See, they didn't know what an Erev is, a fellow. So, Koponim, that's a machlokes in the Dovar Acha. It was a machlokes what an Erev was, that's number one. And this other mean, either this Nunis Levone, or this Nunis Levone, or the Zalzir, had one Simen Taire, which an Erev doesn't have. It was missing one Simen Taire that an Erev does have. Fine. It was different. There was either a Zeifik and an Erev has Kolkabone Niklaf, or it's Kolkabone Niklaf, and an Erev has a Zeifik. Aber al Kolponim, the Gemara has now a Kasha and Rav Nachman. How could you say that it is kosher? How could you say that it is kosher by, I know it's not an Erev, there is an other Oif Tomei with two Simonim, which is not an Erev. It's a Snunis Labone, it's a Zalze, and then according to the Chachomim, it's another mean. So how could you say as long as you know it's not an Erev? And for the Gemara, Ela oirev v'chol min oirev. So the Gemara says, no, you misunderstood me. When I said you have to know what an oirev looks like, you have to know what all the mean oirevs also look like. It's not enough for you what an oirev looks like. You have to know what the mean oirevs looks like. You have to know, so maybe this is a snunis levona, maybe this is a zalza, maybe this is a third mean. That's what I meant. You have to know what an oirev looks like. What the mean Erev looks like. And then, if it doesn't have these two, if it doesn't look like an Erev and a mean Erev, and it has two Simonei Taira, so, and I don't know if it's Doiris or not, so I say, look, if it's not an Erev, not a mean Erev, and if it would be Doiris, so that's only an Erev and a mean Erev is has two Simonei Taira and is Doiris. And if this would be Doiris, so this is another mean that has two Simoni Taira is Doiris. There's no such thing. Only an Erev has, and a mean Erev has two Simoni Taira. So therefore I assume that it has, it ain't a Doiris. Mainly you're allowed to eat it. That's Pshat in the Gemara. Let us see Rashi. Snunis Arundaila. Fine. Now, I had a tremendous kasha problem. We have here a machloikis, Rabbi Lezer, the Chachamim, is a zarzer mutter, is a zarzer osa. They said a zarzer is mutter, it is a zeifik. Not an oirev. It sings, it has a zeifik, it's not a mean oirev. Is it doiris, or is it not doiris? Now, if it's doiris, there's such a cloud, kol oifsha doiris is tome. If it's doiris, the tank has a zeifik, but it's doiris. So, I mean, how could they eat it if it's doiris? If it's not doiris, so what is Rabbi Lezer saying? It's a mean oirev. I mean, it's not doiris. There's three simonei taira. This is not a mean oirev, but there's three simonei taira. And Erev has two Simonei Taira and Doiris. This has three Simonei Taira. What's happening over here? Agamara we learn Pshat that we don't know if it's Doiris or not. We don't know if it's Doiris. Finish. A person comes with a knife, he wants to shecht it, he doesn't know, he wasn't watching it, is it Doiris or not? So we don't know. The case is we don't know, and we have to cheshbin. We can make a cheshbon to be mevarech if it is doiris or not. Doiris with the klola. But over here, there's a machlokes lefi emes, Rabbi Lezer and the Anshei Kfar Tamarte, is a zal, is it muta, is it us, is it teiris or is it not teiris? What's happening over here? So Baruch Hashem, I found the Chazanis, asks the Kasha. Yes, what's flying over here? Zok the Chazanis, the zal, is it not teiris? No shayla. It will be teiris, nothing what to talk about. It's not teiris. No, so if it's not teiris, so what is Rabbi Lezer? Why does Rabbi Lezer ask for it? That's not a mean teiris also. Zok the Chazanis. He says like this. So the Chazanish says, if you have an oif that's doiris, does that mean that every time when it eats, it's doiris? Doesn't mean that. It means it is a teva that it's doiris. Sometimes it'll be doiris, sometimes it won't be doiris. We have a through the machlekes what doiris means. Does it mean he picks it up with his feet, or have a rashi, or he presses down on it so the whole thing shouldn't come into his mouth, or his deiris on a lebedik oif. We have three, whatever deiris means. But the chazainish, every oif that's deiris does not mean that every time he's deiris. But he has a teva to be deiris. So he says, this zanzir, according to Rapalaz, also is a teva to be deiris. But Pail is not deiris. This is the lashon of the chazainish. The mean oif. Aval gav the ihu gufa loidoris. Abak even the minoidoris, this is the aminoirev, lechoshiv lei simentare masha einoidoris. The poil. The whole doiris lav, the whole shahu doiris. Vahochinami biminoirev amrinin the yeshloi teva hadrise. The yeshloi, avalaini doiris. That means, There is a nature, it's inborn in this zarzer to be dairis. Now for some reason the pile is not dairis, but that's irrelevant. That's how the Chazanish says pshat. So memele, so now we have a gewaldike klorkeit, a zarzer, and a snunis levone is the pile, the not dairis. But, Rabbi Lezer holds the zicha min airis. And because we see it's shaykhin together with Tohibim, that shows that it's a minayrib. So memele, it's Tomei. And they held, since it doesn't have the simonim, is a different simentara than what the Nayrib has, and also the Ramban says it doesn't have the characteristics of a Nayrib. So memele, so they hold it's not a minoyer. But al koponim, in order to be mater an oif which nei simonim, the Gemara says you have to rule out that it is not a noirev and not a minoyer, and then you can come to the conclusion that this is an oif toire, mistom it's not toires. Some it's not, doesn't even have a drisa, because if it's not a neirev and not a mean neirev, some a mele, so I have to assume that this is a different mean, and it is toil. This was Rav Nachman's Amemre. Omar Rameima, now Rameima comes. Hilchese. Now, Ameime is going to speak about the same case of Rav Nachman, but he does not need the conditions that Rav Nachman said are necessary. Amar Ameime, Hilchese oif habo b'simen echot toir. An oif that had one simen is toir. V'hu deloi doris. Let's see what Rashi said. Oif habo b'simenecho toil, afilu eini boki bohen o b'shmeisei. A meimer is telling us a person comes with an oif with a simenecho. He doesn't know what a peres and osnian look like. He's not boki bohen. He doesn't know what the name of this oif is. מחזקין אלי בתואר כמה דלוי חזין אלי דדורס. לא, לא. דלו, אפילו אין בוקי במשמי שם. דלוי חשין אדל מפרס ווזני ינקד מפורש לקמא. לא שכיחי ביישוב אלא במדבורס. That means, Amemer said, you don't have to worry about a peres and oznia, because in Beyishuv you don't have a peres and oznia. These are wild birds. These you'll only find in a midbar. So Amemer said, if you come with a bird that has one simen, I don't know what a peres looks like, I don't know what oznia looks like, but I find this bird Beyishuv, and it has one simen. So I'm clearing, is this a peres or osnia? I say, nah, it's not a peres or osnia, because what is a peres or osnia doing in the yishuv? They're wild birds, they're in the midbar. So I rule out a peres or osnia. So if this is not a peres or osnia, so mestamet not teres, because the only a peres or osnia has one simen in his teres, and this is not a peres or osnia. וישריחי ביישוב אלו במדבורס. והני מילי דלוי דורס. Now what does this mean? זה קטרשי. כי משכחין הם בי בסימן אחד, מחזקין אלי בתואר, כל כמה דלוי חזין אלי דדורס. You didn't see that it was דורס. That means, if you saw that it was דורס, so you know what is פשט לסת that it's דורס? Mistama Peres Vosnia decided to come to the Yishuv. You don't know what Peres Vosnia looks like. If you saw that this is Doris, and Mistama it's a Peres Vosnia, you don't know what a Peres Vosnia looks like. But Mistama this is a Peres Vosnia. Stama I am not Mechuyev to assume it's a Peres Vosnia, because they're in the Midbar. So I can assume that it's not Doris. That's what a Meimer said. Yisrael Karav Nach. I can assume it's not a peres v'ozniyeh. But if I see it's doiris and I koch it's a peres v'ozniyeh, so then I'll eat it. That's what Rashi says. Vani milid loy doiris ki mashkechin abeisim enechot mechazkinon, I assume loy betoir kol kamad loy chazin loy de doiris. I can assume that it's a oif toyer, and it's not a peres vosnia, because a peres vosnia is not a yishuv. The nirali, now Rashi all of a sudden is going to start to explain what Doris is, different than what Rashi says in the Mishnah. Shekol oif anoisein raglai al ha'oichel kshu oichloi. An oif, that when he's eating an oichel, he puts his foot down, ומחזיקי ברגלוי שלו יונויד ולא יינות אל כולוי, he does not want to take, he doesn't want that the whole machul should go into his mouth, therefore he presses down on the oichel to make sure he only take what he wants to eat. יינות אל כולוי יצופי, הוא דריסה, that is called דריסה. דריסה means he presses down on the machul to make sure that the whole thing shouldn't come in his mouth. V'chein derech ha'irvin. The oivim are like this. Shigdeilim bebotim, shekoirim kuku dachsmed is a girse. It's a kuku, that is also a type of an oiriv. There it's akir doiriv. Fine. So now we have Ramach Loikis. According to a meima, it is not necessary to know what a peres vosnia looks like. It is not necessary to know what the name of this oif is. You do not have to be concerned that this is a peres vosnia, because they're not shchichi b'yishuv. Omar lei Rav Ashi la meima hod Rav Nachman mai. So what's with Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman said you have to, in order to be permitted to eat an oif with a simen echad, you have to know that it's not a peres vosnia. You have to know boki behen the bishmei seya. Amalei leishmiyali kloima leisviyali. I don't need to, you have to be a bucky and a peres was near. My ikka, what are you afraid of? Mishum peres was near. Maybe this bird is a peres was near. Less no be issue. A peres was near is not be issue. The Trashi, Hoder Rav Nachman Mai, the Omelel, the Binim Boki, V'iloi Chayshinon, the Peres was near. And he said, no, Ma'iko, L'may Nechish, what is there to be afraid of? Don't to be afraid of a Peres was near, because they're not Shriach B'Yish. Oma Rav Yehuda, Oif Hamesareit, an Oif that scratches, Kosher Letares Metzoya. Bezuhi Snunis Levono Shenechluku Bo Rabbi Eleza Vechachomet. Now let us understand what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. By a Tares Hamesareit, there's a few conditions that have to be met. The state Siporim Chayes, they have to be Tahiris, number one. They have to be Tahiris. Number two, they have to be a Tzipor Dreyer. A Tzipor Dreyer is a Tzipor that's not Mekabel Moros. That means he's his own balabos. He can be in the house, and you can't catch him. He'll be where he'll be, and he will not be Mekabel Moros. And you want to catch him, we'll scratch you up, so Mamela, you'll know, leave him alone. So Mamela, that's, so we're talking about a Oif HaMesareit, so that means that's a Tziper Dreyer, you can't catch him, he'll scratch you up. Kosher Letares Metzoyre, so he's Kosher Letares Metzoyre. Vizu is nunes levone, shenech lukubo rabeleza bechachomet. This oif, we're talking about a snunes levone. This snunes levone is a swallow. We had before machlekes rabeleza bechachomet by snunes levone. Rabeleza held it amin oire, the chomim held it not amin oire. It is a tzipur dre. So now, what did Rabbi Yehuda say? So this Snunis Levone, which is a machloikis Rabbi Lezer v'chachomim, it's kosher letaras metzoyra. So what is Rabbi Yehuda saying? We paskin like the chachomim, that it's an oif toir. It's a mamela, there's all qualifications for shtei tziporim. It's tohirais, it's a tzipor dreir. Fine. This is what Rabbi Yehuda said. So Rabbi Yehuda said, this is a snunis levone, and la locha we paskin like the chachomim, but a snunis levone is not a min oirev, it's a oif toil. Now let's go further. Omar Ameimer. Ameimer said as follows. Bechivro kreiso, if it has a white stomach, kula alma loy pligi deshari. With a white stomach, Rabbi Lezer is also made that it is not amin oirev. Ki pligi b'di yeroike. The machloikis, Rabbi Lezer and the chachomim is b'di yeroike. Yeroike could mean gold, yellow, green. Ki pligi b'di yeroike. Kreisa. Rabbi Lezer osa, the rabbonan shoru, the hilchese ke Rabbi Lezer. And Amemah said, we paskin like Rabbi Lezer. So now, let us understand this memra of Amemah. Amemah is choylik and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, in the machloikis of Snunis Levone, we paskin like the Chachom. Rabbi Yehuda did not go, but the stomach is like, this is a mean Snunis Levone. Says machlekes Rabbi Lezer and the Chachomim, and we paskin like the Chachomim. As nun is levone is kosher. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Meimer said, and Shuldik, the machlekes Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim, we paskin like Rabbi Lezer. In the machlekes of Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim, Amayma said, we paskin like Rabbi Lezer. From a mele, say he disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, we paskin like the Chachamim. He says, we paskin like Rabbi Lezer. So, according to this lotion of Amayma, so he's chaylik on Rabbi Yehuda. In the machlekes, he also paskin like Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Yehuda says, we paskin like the Chachamim. Mazutre masni hochi, Mazutre said over the memre of a memer as follows. Bidi yeroike kreisom, kulam miloi pligi da osa, ki pligi bidi chivra kreisa. A machleike says bidi chivra kreisa. Abeleza osa, verabonon shori, Vehilchese ke rabon. And we paskin like the rabon. So, the second, that what Mazutra said, and the second losh, now he explained Ameima, then it comes out, Ameima and Rav Yehuda hold the same thing. The machloikis is, by a kreisa yeroik, everyone holds it's also. Machloikis is by a kreisa lavono. And we paskin like the Chachamim. That was Mamish, the Lord, that's Mamish Rabbi Yehuda. Let us see Rashi. Retaris Meteresh Yotzipa Omo Betoy. Mazutre Masni Ochi Lohoda Ameima. This that Tahilim Shat Nameima. Lelishne Kame the Ameima, the first lotion of Ameima. The Posek Hilchisik Rabbeleza the Osam. He passed night Rabbi Lezer, less late Rabbi Yehuda. The Machshol Taras Metzayre, the Teres Ksif. I mean, Rabbi Yehuda said in the Machloikis of Rabbi Lezer, in the Chachomim, we paskin, not like Rabbi Lezer. That's Rabbi Yehuda said, we paskin its kosher. And I may when the first Lashon said in the Machloikis of Rabbi Lezer, in the Chachomim, we paskin like Rabbi Lezer. But according to the second, the way Mazutra says Pshat Nameima, so then Nameima, and Rabbi Yehuda said the same thing. Fine. Now the Gemara goes further. Bishloime Lamanda Omar, Bechivra Kreisa Pligi. This is the lotion of Mazutra. The Machloikis of Rabbi Lezer and the Chomim is Bechivra Kreisa, white stomach. Hainu diktoni snunis lavona. That means that when we had before in the Baraisa spoke about the machloikis, Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim, snunis lavona. So we're talking about a white swallow. So that's good. The machloikis, Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim. That is what Mazutra said. That the machloikis, Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim is by chivra kreisa, which means a white snunis. Elo lelmandi oma b'diroika pligi. But according to the first lashon of Ameima, the first lashon of Ameima holds that the machloikis, Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim is. Tavke by a Yeroika Pligi. Is Mais Nunis Levona. So we heard before in the Baraisim that there's a Machlekes Rabbi Lezer coming by a Snunis Levona. You tell me a Snunis Levona, everyone holds that is kosher. It is because the Machlekes by Snunis Levona. You're saying by Snunis Levona. Everyone, a chivra kreisa, everyone holds his kosher. The machlekes is by yoreike, that the keres is yorek. So the Gemara says, lafut, lafuki, depati, de uchmiso. That what the baraisa calls it, snunis lavono, It means Yerek is also called Levana. The Levana means not black. Levana means not black. Let us see what Rashi says. Achi Galsinin Hainu Diktonis Nurnis Levana. The Galsinis Shinech Lekabo. The Lavad Rab Yehuda Koi. Not going on Rab Yehuda. Al Masnis Diktoni Laminai Lahavis Nurnis Levana. So the Gemara says, could be Lafuki Deboti Agdeleis Vadoris Bekirais Abatim Ushreiris Hain. These are Shreiris. Yerokes, Kreis Yerok is not Shreit. That is the end so far of this sugya. Now we're starting a new sugya. Omar Rechava, Omar Rabbi Yehuda. That was the Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda. Tosil, Posil Mishum Toirim, Vekosher Mishum B'nai Yoyne. There's a Yoyne, a pigeon, in a turtle dove. Now, the yainim are only kosher when they're young. B'nei yainim. Toirim are only kosher when they're older. Not when they're young. Toirim or b'nei yainim. Now, so Rechave said, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, tosil, posil, mishum toirim. That means he holds a tosil is a mean yainim. So if it is not young, it's posel mishum toirim. You can't bring it. It's not a toir, it's not a turtle dove, it's a pigeon. Vekosher mishum b'nai yoyne. But if it's young, you can bring it. It's a mean yoyne. So you can bring it also b'ben yoyne. Dotzifi. Dotzifi is a type of a toir. V'toirin shel rechava is another type of a toir. Sheirim mishum toirim, these are toirim, upsulim mishum b'nei yoyneh. So that means, so what is Rabbi Yehuda telling us? We have, that means we know clearly, a yoyneh, a ben yoyneh is mutter when it's young, a toir is mutter when it's older. That's what we know. That's, now, that we're going to speak about different minim, which, in which category do they fall in? Are they Toirin or Yainim? So Rabbi Yehuda said, a Tosil is a mean Yainim. So Mamela will only be kosher when it's young, also ben Yainim, in Dotsifi, and the Toirin shall rechava a Toirin. Sheirim mishim Toirin, Ipsulim mishim b'nei Yainim. Let us see what Rashi says. Tosil, mean Yainim. U-posel mishum toirin. Imbol avia mishe yaskin. If he wants to bring it when he gets older, b'toiras toirin, k'damrin perikame, g'doylem sheirim tanim sulim. So then it'll be posel. Because a yayne is only kosher when it's a kotne. The kosher mishum yayne b'ktama. Dotzifi, min toirin. Teiren shalom chavo, tach shema. Fine. Mosib Rav Daniel Barab Ketine, Sardini Barab Ketine, Estakashe. We learn, kol ha'oifai, sulen, poislen, mechatos, chutz min hayoino, mibnei shemoy tzetze, sutrashi. Poislen, mechatos. Im shosu mehem, if all oifes, they drink from mechatos, mechatos means you had already water mixed with eifer pellets, mechatos, so malacha peiselos mehem. So if an oif drinks from this water, mibnei she im shosu mehem, so like this, if all oifes drank from mechatos, bibnei she'ein moitzitzin. They don't suck the water. That means, a yayne puts his mouth into the water and sucks the water. Whatever water is drunk goes into his mouth and he drinks it. The other water he didn't touch. so it's no problem. All of the oifers, they take in their mouth a mouthful of water. They're shoye, they don't suck it. They take a mouthful of water, and they lift up the heads, and it starts dripping out the abundance of water that drips back into the mechatos. Then they swallow what they want to swallow. So it comes out that we'll see this water that spills back into the mechatos is called nasa by meloche. That's shitas Rashi. What's the nasa by meloche? Because it was taken into the mouth for drinking purposes. It didn't end up by being drunk. But that's called nasa by meloche. A yayne, he sucks. He's meitzes. Whatever water goes into his mouth, he swallows. There's no extra water. So, poislim mechatos, let us see Rashi. Poislim mechatos, im shosu mehem, ibnei she'ein meitzitzim. Ela magbiyin piyim, la'ache she'kulte ses amayim. After the kulte ses amayim, they lift up the mouth. Ba'amayim noivlim mi piyim. And then the water drips out of their mouth, some of this water. Ve'rehein, Kimayim shenasa b'malocha, the kamasech is gittin, shemalocha paislos. Chutz min hayoyne, mibnei shemaitzetzes, hayoyne sucks. Doesn't, ube'elu hanesorim, so whatever did not get into the mouth of the yoyne, leinasa malocha. Whatever got into the mouth of the yoyne, it was swallowed. Nothing goes back into the mechat. So that's what we learned. So the Gemara asks on Rabbi Yehuda b'im isen lisni chutz miyoyne v'tosel. Now a tosel is not a pigeon. It's a mean yoyne. It's not a pigeon. So if you're telling me that a tosel is a mean yoyne, so the Mishnah should have said that a yoyne and a tosel do not pasel mechatos. And since it doesn't mention tosel, is a raya that a tosel is not a minyoyne. Let's see what Rashi says. V'imisa de tosel minyoyne. So let it say that a yoyne and a tosel do not pasel. So the Gemara answers, Amar Abzeire, ze moitzeitz u meiki, v'ze moitzeitz ve'eine meiki. That means a tosel, since it's a mean yoyne, it sucks. But after it sucks it into the mouth, it's makey some of the water. It means it does a new pula of hakoh. So you're right, Take. A tosel, Take, will pasel mechata. 100% right. Only a yoyne will pasel mechata. Let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi, Vim isa the tosel minyaino, if you say a tosel is a minyaino, so let it say tosel is also kosher. So the Gemara says, tosel moitzit so meiki. I'm lochi minyaino, no moitzit, it's moitzit taka, but if it's moitzit, it spits out something. Vishar oifis ain't moitzit, they don't suck it at all. El shoyavim, they're shoyav. They with the lower beak, they show you the mayim. So the mele, so the fashteitza that spills out. Let's get back. The kivin the tosil meiki, posil mipnei akeya amurevis, bahavalei kiroik baalmet. Seems the roik will pasul inami mishum alochet. Or else it will pasul als malachim. So mamela, this is the so a tosel will take a pasul. Omar Rav Yehuda, hani kufshani tzutzaini, tzutrashi kufshani toirin beloshen arami. Tzutzaini al shem mekayma, we'll see this was debatable. But these are types of toirim. These are types of toirim. Sheirim lagabi mizbeach. So this is kosher for the mizbeach. Vehenein Teirem Shal Rechava, but we've learned before Teirem Shal Rechava, a Teirem. It's a mean Teirem. Like the Gemara, Meisvei, how could you say that this mean Teirem is Kosher Gabi Mizbeach? We learned about Reisim. It says, wherever you need an Ezoiv, we make a drash, it says Ezoiv in the Torah. So, v'lei Ezoiv Yovan, v'lei Ezoiv Kukli, v'lei Ezoiv Raimi, v'lei Midbori, v'lei kol Ezoiv sheyesh loy shem levayim. Like the Gemara Akasha, we have our Lochem, that an Ezoiv that has an added name, it's not called Stam Ezoiv. It's called Ezoiv Raimi, Ezoiv Midbori. That's possible for an Ezoiv. The Torah says you should take an Ezoiv. An Ezoiv means that what's called Ezoiv. This isn't called Ezoiv. This is called Ezoiv Raimi. So you see, if it's not what the Torah said, Ezoiv, it has to be called an Ezoiv. If it's called something else, this is not the Ezoiv Amo B'Torah. So how could you tell me that Atzutzaini and a Kufshoni are kosher? They're not called Torah. They're called Kufshoni Tzutzaini. It has another name. Amar Abayis, Abayis said as follows. Amar Abayis, Kosher Nishtan Nishmai Koide Matan Teire, if before Matan Teire, it had a different name. Vikpida Teire Olov, and the Teire said Ezev, that means all these things were called Ezev Midbori before Matan Teire, Ezev Remi before Matan Teire. And when the Teire wrote, the Teire said Ezev, is Yesh Lo Shem Levi Posit. But Vahani Loi Nishtan Nishmam Koide Matan Teire, Tzitzaini and Kufshoni before Matan Teire, they were called Teirim. Later they were called Kufshoni and Tzitzaini, but you don't have a miut from the shame Teirim. That's one Teretz. Rabba Omar, Hani Kufshani Tzitzaini b'Asrayu stomikorilu. That means Kufshani Tzitzaini really is not called a shame Levi. Because in where they are, where they come from, so they call them plain Torah. If you want to know someplace else, you want to pinpoint which Torah you're talking about, she's saying the Torah, the Kufshani Tzutzaini, which comes from a certain place. Vasrayu Stomikorile, Mashayin came by the Ezoiv, this Ezoiv Raimi was called Ezoiv Raimi, I feel in Rome. It's a different type of an Ezoiv, that's called a Shem Levi. Let us see Rashi, Kufshani Terim Beloshna Rami, Tzutzaini Hashem Mekayma, Ezev Yoma, Mechalei Lamina Ezev Ein, Oshesh Lo Hashem Levi, Am Hashem Levi Paisel, Vahai Makshe Sova, the Tzutzaini Hashem Levi, Uvaloi Hashem Mekayma. Tabai is that Kosh Nishan Nishmai Koydama, Tekin Ezev, Uboso Terim Bikpidot, Kain Ezev, Sheski Rosei Terim Bekama Mekayma, Vlei Nishmat Lona Mikolichtev Ezev, Vishem Levi, Shvami Nakpedu, Kufshani Loshin Shal Torah.